Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Battle Rose, and here's what he's got to say. Hey Sane Man, I'm a VTuber enjoyer. In case you don't know what a VTuber is, it's a model that is controlled by a person via face tracking, and some of these models can range from big busty women to childlike personas. I've always noticed the grift and the monetization they use on lonely men. They've grown in popularity over the last 5 years, even promoting themselves at a recent Dodgers game, and a night that featured VTubers for the public. I see this as a problem because they're promoting them to younger children at a much younger age than would possibly be seen normally, and they might experience sexualization in the parasocial relationships that occur when liking the VTubers. Not only does it borderline promote pedo behavior, but also obsession over them. I'm Red Pill, so I don't see a problem with sexualizing women, but I just find it funny for something like this to be mainstream. A typical VTubing stream includes chatting about stupid things, or ASMR that is either highly sexual, or taps into the lonely man without a girlfriend experience, mouth noises being totally horrible at video games, or anything that you can stream about these days. Sandman, I'm being turned off by this grift that was once a lovely experience, featuring the first VTubers including Kazuna AI, but is now a conglomerate of different types of fetishes and personalities. You have VTubers ranging from goth girls to animals, to robots, and the list goes on. I become very torn between not watching them anymore because they sometimes go into feminist rants about how the men will sexualize them despite them showing off their assets for clicks and views. Simps donate money and I've seen them donate up to $200+ just to say hi. Sandman, please touch upon this topic, for I'm debating how to enjoy these types of mediums. But at the same time, I'm sick of the feminism that is at least prevalent in the English-speaking communities that gaslight men for their nature, and what even drew them in the first place. What advice do you have for me that has gone down the VTubing rabbit hole, and how should I approach it? I'm thinking of quitting it altogether and hoping that AI will be advanced enough at some point to generate a VTuber that'll do all those services without the ham-beast triads. Speaking of ham-beasts, a lot of these VTubers are piloted by such women, some being attractive themselves, and in that case, on places like X, they show off their bodies, that they shame men for liking. To me, including their in-real-life selves ruins the experience. Thank you, Sandman, for red-pilling me and a lot of my friends. Well, Battle Rose, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. My favorite VTuber is Code Miko, and her motion capture is amazing, but even her videos are down over the last year or two with regards to views. Seems like you're not the only one that's getting bored of this sort of content. Also, she shows her real face and uses her online persona as well. You're right, it does wreck the vibe in a sense. But with Code Miko, she's now making more videos with her real face and getting more views on them than with her avatar. That's because the novelty of VTubers or virtual YouTubers is worn off for a lot of people. It seems like yourself included. What's happening now is perfectly normal. We typically can't enjoy the things we used to enjoy because the internet has increasingly become watered down for normies. I suggest you find new things to enjoy because there were no VTubers 5 to 10 years ago, and there's probably some other new trend or content format that you might enjoy. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sane Man. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sane Man t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sane Man sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sane Man collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to normies ruining everything Clown World show. Of course, we all know that women are using VTubing avatars to exploit simps for shekels. Of course, leftists are using scantily clad avatars trying to lure young kids into that sort of content. But I don't think it's so much about trying to groom them or turn them into alphabet people by using AI-generated avatars. I think it's more about trying to appeal to the young child audience because kids will watch things over and over and over again, and that means a lot of ad bucks. I don't think it's as insidious as you make it out to be. I just think you need to accept that all content formats are getting boring now. Even this one that I'm doing right now, people are getting tired of. I see people coming up with tons of different ways to talk about the wall, going your own way in hypergamy. I don't care about formats as long as there's something new with regards to content. The reason the virtual YouTuber bubble is effectively popped is because the novelty just isn't there anymore. But you take the format and combine it with some new form of information that very few people have heard of before, and that content creator would do extremely well. One guy that's done something like that really well would be HoMath's YouTube channel. He shows us many new realizations about male and female nature, and he does it in a new innovative sketch style to illustrate his points. But I'm slowly getting tired of his videos too, because of the novelty of the format, and content is starting to get kind of tiresome. It's like music. You listen to a song in the first and second time, you might mildly like it. Then it grows on you and you can't get enough of it for the next 5 to 10 listens. You obsess over it and repeatedly play it, and after that it just becomes background noise. But for those 5 to 10 listens, you are completely immersed in something amazing, and that feeling will never come again. Then you have to go and find a new song to do it over again, or a new format or artist. For example, I discovered a new musician named Yoda, and she's the queen of synthwave. I put a link to one of her songs in the description. In the span of a week, I consumed all of her music and put around 10 to 15 songs on repeat, and I got 5 to 10 listens out of each one, and that was absolutely pure bliss. But now it's just background music that I enjoy, and in a few weeks I'll probably get bored of it and then just listen to it every 6 months to a year. Maybe that's what you might actually have to do, Battle Rose. Don't abandon the format completely, but just return to it once in a while. Why does it have to be all or nothing for many when it comes to consuming content? Find your favorite creators and visit them from time to time to see what's new. There's also mainstreamification. When something is new and novel, you have a lovely experience. But eventually it becomes stale and mainstream as creators copy it and try to cash in on it for the clicks. Also consume content and get into things that the majority of people think are actually weird or skeptical of. For me, Bitcoin is a counterculture now because everyone says that it's a Ponzi scheme, will get shut down by the government, or that it's a conspiracy. Meanwhile, the people that hate it are probably bitter because they didn't get into it years ago. Once it becomes mainstream, then most of the gains will be gone, and there'll be tens of thousands of channels trying to get the attention of normies. Things always become a grift once they go mainstream. AI like ChatGPT was the same, and quickly became popular and blew up the AI bubble, which is now starting to fade away. The same thing happened back in my day with the dot-com bubble. A few days ago, I saw an AI-generated woman speaking, and you wouldn't know if it was fake or not if no one told you. The age of AI-generated content will eventually come, and 6 months to a year later, the novelty for that will wear off too. Technology will speed up and new forms of expression will be novel, and then that novelty will die down very quickly. After making a couple of AI trance songs, I got tired of AI-generated music. As for VTubers, of course, women are using it to exploit simps. Women's playbook is basically to step 1, sexualize themselves. Step 2, complain about how men are objectifying them once they sexualize themselves. And step 3, keep sexualizing themselves and profiting. Basically saying that they're the victims of being sexualized instead of choosing to just walk away from selling themselves. Also, now that the normies are in every part of the internet, lower quality content is more pervasive. So of course you're seeing content that rots your brain and doesn't even really entertain. Again, you're just going to have to find new things to enjoy, new mediums. The only good thing about VTubers is that women will lose attention and money to males pretending to be women when the technology gets good enough to exploit simps for their bucks. I can't wait to hear women's squeals when they realize that they're competing with men for the attention of men with money. Most of the OnlyFans users are married men, and it's probably going to take many of them many years to finally figure out that their favorite models aren't even real, and that some guy just like them is using technology to take their attention and money away. Then we might see a total collapse of lonely fans, as people don't even know if they can trust if the woman on there is real or not. Plus, you'll be able to eventually generate whatever type of content you want personally. Women are using new technologies to spread feminist ideas that men are bad and evil, and that women should be in control of things instead. As for VTubing, you know it's almost over when you see it promoted at a Dodgers game. Once things become popular, I stop becoming interested in them because that's when the normies flood in and ruin everything. It's like TV shows. Once they become woke, I stop watching them too. Now that VTubing is mainstream, it's probably time to dump that as well. I'll leave it there. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Battle Rose for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that guys want to smash cartoon characters with cooches. And don't realize that most of them are being oppressed by men named Butch behind the scenes. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I will rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the people they can't let go of things once they're ruined by the normies away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.